Thanks for joining us for the Tuesday night edition of our Wrestling Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com. Tonight, you'll hear from the wrestling coaches of Beloit, Smith Center, and Osborne. Remember to listen for the latest wrestling results with our three daily sportscasts on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. Let's begin with the Beloit Trojans and head coach Andy Nemchek. The Beloit Trojan Wrestling Locker Room Chats are brought to you each Tuesday at this time by Nutrient Ag Solutions in Beloit.
And welcome to our Tuesday Wrestling Locker Room Chats. Andy Nemchek joining us, the head coach of the Beloit Trojan Wrestling Team. Coach, you opened out the season there Friday with the varsity, Saturday with the JV. You get split in the double duel Friday at Phillipsburg. You lost to Phillipsburg by 9, and you picked up a 60-24 win in the duel over Plainville. Take me back to those matches. What were some of the things that stood out your first time on the mats here this year?
Well, it was a good duel. It was a good duel with both teams. And as you said, Phillipsburg edged us by 9 points. We had one kid out of our lineup. Hunter Prohaska was ill at 152 pounds for us, so we had to forfeit there. And that may have been the difference in the duel. We don't know, but can always surmise that. But close duel, and very pleased with the way our wrestlers came out in that first duel. You never know what to expect in the first time that we step on the mat, but very pleased with how aggressive our kids were and how things looked. As you said, in the second duel of the evening, we beat Plainville pretty handily, 60-24. The score probably doesn't reflect on really how close the duel was. We had 4 matches in the duel where we were behind in the match, and we came from behind and pinned their opponent. So maybe we were in a little bit better condition. Plainville, going deep into the playoffs, probably didn't get as much practice time as we did. But it was good to see our kids come from behind in matches where they were behind and come from behind and come out winning those matches. So that was really good to see. But overall, very pleased with our first competition with those varsity kids.
I know you like to give love to them JV kids. Looked like just the results that I see. You had 4 champions and a lot of other great places on Saturday there at Solana South.
Yeah, we did, and that was really good to see. We took 11 kids to the JV tournament at Salina South. We had 4 champions: Connor Cosand, Caden Anderson, Jack Bowers, and Wesley Adolph were all champions. Placing second for us was Aiden Loomis and Zane Morris. Placing third was Jacob Berry and Buck Ludke. And placing fourth was Eli Beals. And so just a really good tournament. A lot of good learning went on for those young kids. And I couldn't be more pleased with the progress those kids are making and how they performed on Saturday.
We're talking with Andy Nemchek, the head coach of the Beloit Trojan Wrestling Team, here in the Locker Room Chats. We'll take a time out. We'll go over what's coming up this week for Beloit here on KD Country 94.
For bigger yields this year, start small by putting Fertilizer BioCatalyst Titan XC on every little granule. New Titan XC helps you get more out of your crops by getting more out of your dry fertilizer. Titan XC promotes release of nutrients in your fertilizer and those bound in the soil. Release more nutrition, expect more results. With Titan XC from Nutrien Ag Solutions in Beloit, Cortland, and Smith Center. Always read and follow label directions.
Welcome back here on the Locker Room Chats. We're still with Andy Nemchek, the coach of the Beloit Trojan Wrestling Team. A couple events coming up this week, Coach. You duel Abilene at home on Thursday, then you'll travel to the Ellis Railer Round Robin on Friday. Let's first look at Abilene. What do you expect to see from them? Usually a pretty good program over there.
Yeah. Abilene's certainly a 4A power, and they've been for years. And we've added them to our schedule here in the last couple years. The last couple years we've had great duels with them, and they've etched us the last couple years in the duels. We're hoping, that we can put things together, and it's going to be a tough duel, but we're hoping that we can put things together and come on top. And that's kind of one of our goals this season, is to beat Abilene in the duel, and our kids are very excited, and especially to be at home and to open up our home. And we don't have many duels at home, so we're going to take advantage of that, and hopefully we get a nice crowd out there and to show ourselves off in front of our home crowd. As you said, on Friday we travel to Ellis for it's a round robin. tournament, and we get to take the whole team, varsity and JV, and they put everybody in into the round robins and into a pool type situation. And the great thing is in these round robin tournaments, our kids are going to get four or five matches, and that's what we want at this point in the season. We want our kids to step on the mat and get as much experience as they can, and we're certainly going to get it in the next 2 days with our dual and that round robin tournament. And last year was our first year in this Ellis tournament, and we won the tournament. And you know, we're hoping to go back and do the same again. And our kids wrestled very well in this tournament last year and came home with a lot of confidence. And we're hoping the same again this year.
Andy Nemchek, the head coach of the Beloit Trojan wrestling team here in the locker room chat. Coach, thanks for the time again this week, and best luck at home on Thursday and at Ellis on Friday.
Okay, thank you, Dusty.
Our Beloit wrestling locker room chats are brought to you by Nutrient Ag Solutions in Beloit.
Say, do you want to unlock the secret to higher yields? If you're applying dry fertilizer, the key to better yield potential is Titan XC. New Titan XC is a unique biocatalyst that unlocks and releases the bound-up nutrients in granule fertilizer, which promotes better root uptake and plant growth. Release more nutrition, expect more results with Titan XC. Ask your Nutrient Ag Solutions dealer in Beloit, Cortland, and Smith Center about new Titan XC today. Always read and follow label directions.
Our Tuesday night wrestling locker room chats continue with Osborne Bulldog head coach Nate Brown. Remember, for the latest high school sports news, visit ncksports.com.
Welcome back here in the locker room chats on Katy Country 94. We're Nate Brown, the head coach of the Osborne Bulldog wrestling team. Coach, you opened out your season here this weekend with the Osborne Invitational. You hosted your first tournament, as you normally do. A nice finish for Chris Heiss at 170 pounds, went 3-2 and finished in third for you. And a fourth-place finish for Cameron Delaney at 160, going 2-3 back on the mats for you this year as a senior. So just overall, how do you feel about the way the kids wrestled there to open out the season and some of those performances on Saturday?
Yeah, they all wrestled, good as can be expected, especially since really most of them only had, 4 or 5 days of practice here after coming out of football. So that was a little bit of it. And we're young because really, you look at all my kids, the most I've got is 1 year of high school experience. Now, like Cameron, he's wrestled some kids, and some of these guys have wrestled kids wrestling to an extent, and had a little bit in junior high. But for the most part, we look at it, even though Cameron's a senior and Lance is a junior, they've only got 1 year of high school under their belt. So, given what we've got, I thought we wrestled well. Obviously got some things to work on, and shape is one of them for sure. So, but no, it was a good weekend, a good start to the season.
Again, we're talking with Nate Brown, the head coach of the Osborne Bulldog wrestling team. We're going to come back and we'll take a break here, but we'll go more in-depth on a couple tournaments coming up this week for Osborne as they head to Ellis and Minneapolis this weekend here on the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94.
Have an athlete who has had a banner week of athletic prowess? Nominate her or him for the ncksports.com Cunningham Telephone and Cable Athlete of the Week. Visit ncksports.com to nominate, and maybe your favorite athlete will be selected to be that week's Athlete of the Week. Plus, for the latest news, standings, and schedules for your favorite high school teams involving the North Central Activity Association, Northern Plains League, plus Smith Center and Concordia, visit ncksports.com today.
Welcome back on the Locker Room Chats here on Katy Country 94, katycountry94.com. Still with Nate Brown, the head coach of the Osborne Bulldog wrestling team. Coach, you move on with two tournaments coming up this weekend. On Friday, you go to the Ellis Railer Round Robin, and then the Jeff Giles Invitational on Saturday in Minneapolis. Just looking at this Ellis one, though, a lot of teams, most of them are from out west, since you are going west. Beloit's going to be there, though, from the area, and Lincoln as well. So some teams that you're familiar with as far as schools, in Stockton from the Mid-Continent League, a couple other MCL schools that you know about. But just overall at Ellis, what do you expect to see there Friday?
Yeah, the thing with Ellis, they just put that together here. Oh, I think this may be the third year, and it just keeps growing more and more. But no, it's a good tournament. They kind of do a round robin style, kind of what we've been going to, and a lot of teams are doing that now. Where it gets you through 4 or 5 matches. We can't have more than 5, but no, they run a tournament there in Ellis, and it was moved it up a little bit so we can maybe get some more in. Last year it was kind of late before we got home, and turn around, get up real early the next morning, head out to Minneapolis. So hopefully we can get her in and out. But no, there's, I think, Hoisington's there, which we used to see them more often. We only get to see them like a couple times now, and they're usually in our regional. And Council Grove, I think they've been coming out lately. They're a little further drive, and maybe Cimarron is there. I can't remember. I didn't look at all the teams this year, but some teams we don't get to see very often, maybe not until state. you know, we get a match up with. So no, it's a fun time, a good time to get things going, and they run a nice tournament. And then as far as Minneapolis, that one has been going on for a long time. You know, it's for us, this is kind of like our 2-day tournament, and it's early in the season, but you know, when we get to regional time, that is a 2-day tournament. State's a 2-day tournament. We don't go to the Beloit Invitational anymore, you know, which is a 2-day tournament. So this kind of takes the place of that, and it makes for a good chance for our kids to understand, okay, you can wrestle 2 days in a row and we got to be ready to go. So
when you look at Minneapolis, you know, some of those teams are going to be more central and eastern Kansas schools. So you talk about that 2-day tournament aspect of it, but how big is it to just see different wrestlers as well and from different areas of the state?
Yeah, exactly. You get a feel for what they, you know, what they have, and kind of get a, again, even though it's early in the season, you can kind of see what weight classes might work better for you and your kids and have a better fit. So just having that variety, I guess you might say, and like I say, getting to see different areas of the state, and I know the East used to be, you know, always dominated by the West when you go to the state tournament and things, but there's a lot of parity, and a lot of, that's what's amazing, is some of the coaches that are out East now came from out in this direction. Mm-hmm. So you know, you can see it transferring over to the East side of the state more and more, and more parity, I would say.
Nate Brown, the head coach of the Osborne Bulldog wrestling team, here in our locker room chat. Coach, we thank you for joining us again this week, and good luck at Ellis and Minnie this weekend.
Yep, thank you. Appreciate that.
For the latest news, standings, and schedules for your favorite high school teams, visit ncksports.com. Your home on the web for high school sports involving the North Central Activities Association, Northern Plains League, plus Smith Center and Concordia. Visit ncksports.com. A big thanks to our sponsors, Cunningham Telephone and Cable, Brush Art Corporation of Downs, S&S Drug and Home Health, Mankato Professional Pharmacy, Guarantee State Bank and Trust Company, and by Landmark Implement. Go online now and check out ncksports.com. We continue our locker room chats with the Smith Center Redmond and their head coach, Brock Hutchison. The Smith Center Redmond Wrestling Locker Room Chats are brought to you each week by Landmark Implement and Smith Center, and by Nutrien Ag Solutions of Beloit.
Welcome back in the locker room chats on Katy Country 94, katycountry94.com. Brock Hutchison joining us, coach of the Smith Center Wrestling Team. Coach, you had a chance to get out there for the first time there on Saturday at the Osborne Invitational. You had some good finishes. Colton Shoemaker finished first at 120 pounds for you there. Also, some second-place finishes as well. Jacob Conrad at 160, Jacob Kirchhoff at 170, and Brel Spies at 182, all finished in second for you. So, overall, a good day it looked like there for you, and a tie for second. Just what were your thoughts on the way the kids wrestled on Saturday?
Well, we got ourselves a start, and I think that's probably what most coaches have probably alluded to so far that you've talked to. It's just a starting point, and I'm happy with the way the kids performed and the way they competed. You know, just about getting on the mat and just being able to compete every day. I mean, a lot of people take that for granted, so I think they did a pretty good job with that.
What kind of shape did you feel like they were in? I know you didn't have a lot of time in the room to get the practices in and get into wrestling shape, but how did you feel just overall about that?
Terrible.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
I mean, we could go for a period, honestly. I mean, wrestling is just so different. It takes matches, really. I don't care how much you run or how good a shape you think you're in. When you get on the mat with another guy that is either the same caliber or maybe even a little bit better than you, and you go into three periods, you're going to get tired. And it really doesn't matter if it's towards the end of the year or if it's now. There's, you know, you just got to fight through that metal block, I think, sometimes. But we are not in very good wrestling shape, I can tell you that.
We're talking with Brock Hutchison, the head coach of the Smith Center Wrestling Team, here in the Locker Room Chats. We'll take a time out. When we come back, we'll go over what's coming up this week for Smith Center Wrestling here on the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94.
Landmark Implement, your certified John Deere dealer, wants you to attend their upcoming Parts and Service Expo events. It's the best time to buy parts and schedule inspections all year. Take advantage of extra discounts at the event and other discounts throughout the month of December. You'll find savings on oil and filters, net wrap, attachments, gifts for under the tree, and most pre-ordered John Deere parts. You'll also have a chance to visit with our certified technicians and sign up for our winter service specials. It only comes around once a year at your local Landmark Implement. Join us December 12th in Smith Center, the 13th in Phillipsburg, or visit landmarkimp.com for a complete schedule of our expo events.
For bigger yields this year, start small by putting fertilizer biocatalyst Titan XC on every little granule. New Titan XC helps you get more out of your crops by getting more out of your dry fertilizer. Titan XC promotes release of nutrients in your fertilizer and those bound in the soil. Release more nutrition, expect more results. With Titan XC from Nutrien Ag Solutions in Beloit, Cortland, and Smith Center. Always read and follow label directions.
Welcome back here in the Locker Room Chats. Still with Brock Hutchinson, head coach of the Smith Center wrestling team. Coach, you get set for the Manhattan Duel Tournament coming up this weekend. I know year in, year out, it's one of the tougher tournaments that you go to, and some years you don't have the amount of numbers to be able to get really dual wins, but you're already able to get match wins for some of your kids. Just this year, when you look at the competition you're expecting to see there in Manhattan, what stands out the most about that tournament?
Just that it's a lot of just bigger schools and just schools that we don't get a chance to see on a weekly basis. So I guess it's just different, different techniques. Those kids are going to wrestle differently than what we see all year. And so it just gives us an opportunity to, if we ever do come across a kid with the same style, hopefully that, it builds on their muscle memory and we know how to act in certain situations.
As far as the teams that are going to be there, what are your thoughts on this year's group? Do you know who's all there, and what are the teams that you're expecting to face there?
Well, I know there was a team there from Oklahoma last year that I think they placed second in the Oklahoma tournament. I don't think they're coming this year, but I don't know if they've replaced that team with anybody, but I know Topeka Shawnee Heights, and they're always good. Manhattan, obviously, is always good in 6A. Abilene is always in the top five, or, if not, they're always in the top 10 in 4A. And Paola they struggled, when we first got into that tournament. But, man, that coach there, and I can't remember his name off the top of my head, but he's turned that program completely around, and they've kind of whooped up on us the last couple of years as well. So, you're right. We can't really fill the team always, so it's hard when you're giving up five or six opens in a duel to win a duel. But I always feel good that our kids can go down there and compete with some bigger class.
It's Brock Hutchinson, the head coach of the Smith Center Redmen, here on the Locker Room Chats. Coach, we thank you for the time, and best luck as the kids travel to Manhattan this weekend.
Absolutely. I appreciate the time, Dusty.
Our Smith Center Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Landmark Implement and Smith Center and Nutrien Ag Solutions of Beloit.
Say, do you want to unlock the secret to higher yields? If you're applying dry fertilizer, the key to better yield potential is Titan XC. New Titan XC is a unique biocatalyst that unlocks and releases the bound-up nutrients in granule fertilizer, which promotes better root uptake and plant growth. Release more nutrition, expect more results with Titan XC. Ask your Nutrien Ag Solutions dealer in Beloit, Cortland, and Smith Center about new Titan XC today. Always read and follow label directions.
Landmark Implement, your certified John Deere dealer, wants you to attend their upcoming Parts and Service Expo events. It's the best time to buy parts and schedule inspections all year. Take advantage of extra discounts at the event and other discounts throughout the month of December. You'll find savings on oil and filters, net wrap, attachments, gifts for under the tree, and most pre-ordered John Deere parts. You'll also have a chance to visit with our certified technicians and sign up for our winter service specials. It only comes around once a year at your local Landmark Implement. Join us December 12th in Smith Center, the 13th in Phillipsburg, or visit landmarkimp.com for a complete schedule of our expo events. Thanks for tuning in to the Tuesday Wrestling Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. Tune in again next Tuesday evening at 5:10 to hear more from the wrestling coaches at Beloit, Smith Center, and Osborne.